You're listening to episode 303 of Women Worldwide. Do you want to write a book? How about writing 10 or 20 books? Does reaching millions of people excite you or scare you? I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for showing up, for tuning in, and for always sharing how you're doing and what you're feeling. This really helps us to bring the guests that can inspire, motivate, and really offer you some help with your challenges. So let's get right to today's topic. We're going to take storytelling and the author to a whole new level. It's the legacy maker. So I have a legacy maker today who is helping to transform the publishing industry. Joining me on the show is Andrea Albright. Now, Andrea is a serial entrepreneur and she is a publishing mogul. She's published 26 books and she's helping other authors to find the same success. And I could say so much about Andrea. We are going to talk about her latest book, which is Visionary Boss. So, Andrea, I think it's time that you share your advice and your journey with us. Welcome. Welcome to Women Worldwide.
Thank you so much, Deirdre, for having me. I am thrilled to be here. I love what you're up to, supporting women worldwide. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, 26 books is huge. So I've written a few books. I know what that's like, and I'm absolutely amazed at what you're doing. So maybe you can start us off just by sharing a little bit about this path to serial entrepreneur and publishing mogul.
Absolutely. Well, I started in corporate America right out of college, and I had a nervous breakdown. I learned early on that making money without purpose and meaning didn't fulfill me. And I went and started my own company. I became an entrepreneur when I was 26 years young. So I've been on this journey for a while. I decided I wanted to help people get healthy and get fit. And my mentor at the time said, well, you have to write a book in order to stand out as an authority. And so I wrote my first book in 2006. And I remember being so terrified that no one was going to read it. Only my mom was going to buy it. I would sound stupid. But I said, you know, if I can help one person, then it's worth it. So I released that book and it went on to create thousands of success stories around the world. People would write to me and say, your book saved my life. I was going to kill myself. And then I found your book. And now I love my body. I love myself. I love my health. And so it was messages like that that kept me going. And everyone said, fitness and weight loss is way too competitive. You can never compete. But this thing called YouTube came along and I was like, what's YouTube? And so I was really part of that social media revolution back in 2006, 2007. And because of social media, I was able to reach my audience. I learned internet marketing, and every time I would publish a book for myself, I would use marketing to bring people to my website. I eventually got on the front page of Google for very important keywords like weight loss secret. And flash forward, I wrote over 25 books in health and fitness. I reached over 10 million views on YouTube, 100,000 Facebook fans, and Women's Health and Fitness magazine put me on the cover of their 21st anniversary edition. So that's really what defined my authority as a thought leader in women's health. And I saw that so many authors are struggling to get their audience to pay attention to their book. And that's when I became a publisher. I started Beverly Hills Publishing so that I could help other authors to publish books in 90 days and reach their audience through marketing.
Wait, in 90 days?
That's
unbelievable. So from somebody who works with traditional publishers, absolutely unheard of. Now, isn't it interesting that you had some pushback around you of the competition, and you know, you even yourself said, oh, maybe only my mom will read my book. Now, is that something, do authors come to you and do you find those same types of, I guess, fears or challenges that they think they're going to face?
Yes, absolutely. You know, being a visionary is both a blessing and a curse because we can see the future. We can see a possibility for humanity. I believe that anyone who wants to write a book is truly coming from that place of being a visionary and seeing something that they want to share with the world. But then the curse is that we doubt ourselves. Who am I to bring this vision onto the planet? Who am I to tell society and culture that we can do better? And so it comes with that inferiority complex. And I don't know of any author who hasn't battled this. And like I said, the way that I overcame it was that I removed my ego. It's not about me. It's not about whether I'm smart or good enough. It's about the message that's coming through me. And I've been able to just be of service to that message.
Well, I love that because it's really, it's more about the people. You're publishing.
Always about the people.
Right? Yeah. And then you have your readers coming back and saying, thank you for writing this book. You saved my life. That's unbelievable. Now, you mentioned being a visionary. So that sort of pivots into this new book that you wrote, Visionary Boss. And is this, tell us a little bit about this book. Is it different from your other health-related books? And what do you want people to know about this book?
Yes, this book is my first book on entrepreneurship. And I always promised myself that once I had reached a level where I felt like I could give back to entrepreneurs, that I would do that. I've now been an entrepreneur for 17 years. And so I said, you know, it's time. I wrote this book. I published it in August. And in less than 90 days, I am now a contributor for Entrepreneur Magazine. And so once again, when the world is telling you it's too competitive, there's too much noise, when you truly have a message and a passion to share it, then people will see that and they will feel it. And I actually believe that if you are playing small, that there's more competition. And so I wrote this book, I published this book, and now within 90 days, I'm a global thought leader in entrepreneurship. And it's because so many people are playing small. Very few people are actually playing at the top of their industry. And once again, here I am, a thought leader in a whole new industry. When people said, no, you would have to be writing books for 10 or 15 years before anyone would ever pay attention to your message. And so The Visionary is the book, it's my message, it's what I believe in, and it's who I'm here to serve.
So the book clearly speaks to who you are and getting over this, the self-doubt. It also speaks to thinking bigger. So what would you share with women, men, professionals who need to think bigger in order to be? So to publish the book about you as an entrepreneur and then to land, you know, contributing to Entrepreneur Magazine, that says, that speaks something right there. So what can you share to help people to get past the doubt?
Well, everyone says, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be my own boss. But then when the reality of the day-to-day, the obstacles, what weighs you down, the statistics that show 85% of businesses go out of business within the first 5 years, that's a horrible statistic. How can we be okay with only 15% success rate when the entrepreneurs are the lifeblood of our economy? And even more now in this global pandemic, the amount of businesses that have gone out of business. And so what I'm inspiring people to do is to remember the vision with why you started your business. Everyone who starts a business or who says, I want to be my own boss, you start with a vision, but then you get weighed down and society and culture and all the obstacles detach you from that vision. So I believe that if more people stayed tuned in to the vision that's coming through you, that no obstacle, no global pandemic, no shift in the economy would ever take you from it. And so that's what this book is about. It's about how do you stay tuned in to that vision with which you started.
So that's interesting, because staying tuned into the vision, there has to be some kind of level of care for yourself so that you can be a visionary to help others. And on that note of self-care, you must have some kind of a regimen that keeps you healthy and focused and centered so that you can be your best and, of course, help others. So talk a little bit about self-care.
Absolutely. And look, I wrote over 25 books in health and fitness. There's a whole body of work around the self-care, the self-love. And as an entrepreneur, that is a key element of longevity. And I have seen so many entrepreneurs who reach high levels of success, but they burn out, they get overwhelmed, they turn to addictions because the entrepreneur loses that attachment to taking care of themselves. And so my rituals, I don't call them habits, I don't call them routines, I call it ritual. Because when you have a ritual, it's a level of devotion. It's a higher level than a to-do list. It's actually a form of aligning your life with something greater than you. And whether you're spiritual or religious or not, but the devotion to your self-care is one that will serve you. Whether you want to become an entrepreneur or be a better mom, when you fill your tank up first, you now give from abundance. People can feel it. It's a different energy. It's a different vibration. And one of the reasons why I attract business partners and investors is because every person says, it's your energy. There's something about your energy that's coming through you. And so you can't fake it. No. When you're stressed out, when you're angry and bitter and overwhelmed, I don't care how much business training you have, it's going to come through. Versus if you take that time, if you prioritize yourself above all others, you fill yourself up first, and only from that place of abundance do you give. That's where people become magnetically attracted to you. And also, you don't burn out.
Right? That's a good thing. There's far too much burnout. I mean, you can be trained and have so much education behind you and certifications, but I sometimes feel like that's just only one part of who we are. Connecting the mind, the body, and the spirit, this sense of alignment that you talk about, that's when you tap into your real energy. I know you mentioned about how energy and attracting people, that screams to me the laws of the universe, right? We're all energy. And if what we send out is what we're going to get back, and if you are stuck in the competition, you're going to get more competition. If you're stuck in the doubt, there will just be more doubt. Raise your energy and you will get exactly what you're thinking and really feeling. So I love that you're saying this. It's fantastic. So what do you think, for everybody, you mentioned whether it's a pandemic, no matter what's happening in the economy, Are there ways to reset yourself so that it's almost like if you do start to get a little stress or find yourself in self-doubt, what can you do to help you come out of it?
Well, if you don't go into some level of stress or self-doubt, at least on a daily basis, you're not playing a big enough game. And so as an entrepreneur, I see myself as an athlete. And if you're going for the gold medal, the medal is won before you ever step into the stadium. It is the training that prepares you for that day of competition. And so you need to have just a lot of self-forgiveness. When you feel it, when you get stressed, forgive yourself immediately, because it actually is the loop of beating yourself up over and over again that is the worst sabotage. So we have bad moments, we freak out on a teammate, we scream at our kids, we miss a deadline. Okay, acknowledge it, accept it, and let it go. Move on. Tomorrow is always another day. And what can you do proactively to have more resources in your tank? Every morning I wake up. I wake up very early. I meditate. I have self-care. I do yoga or exercise. Yes, even in this global pandemic. You know, there are no excuses that can stop me from filling up my tank, because I've seen the results. When I'm taking on innovating a new industry, I'm going to be met with things that are completely unfamiliar and foreign, and I will feel like I can't handle this and this is too big at least 100 times a day. So how am I going to deal with that mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually? If I don't fill myself up at the beginning of the day, I've seen that I don't have the resources to get through it. When on days that I miss it, I forgive myself and I start the next day remembering, hey, today's a new day. I get to choose how I'm showing up. And you mentioned, you know, the energy, and if you're competing, then you're going to attract others who are competing with you. I see the human being like a fish in water. And if you are surrounded by water that is full of toxins, toxic thinking, toxic media, negative arguments, negative thinking, that's going to seep into you as the fish. You will become that environment. So pay really close attention to who you are letting into your mind. What books are you reading? What news are you listening to? What social media threads are you interacting with? Because literally that becomes your internal environment. And so for a long time, people just thought I was like pie in the sky, woo-woo, Pollyanna. But I will tell you that those are also the people who are now calling me and saying, Andrea, how are you so positive, right, even when the world is falling apart?
Well, no, there is something to be said about being positive and shifting where you put your energy. So, I mean, being in public relations myself, of course I want to keep up with the news, but I stop watching some of the cable news and I do quick headlines and updates through an app that gives me all sides of the news. Because when you're watching something, it really affects your brain and what you can visualize and what you take in as that fish versus maybe what you read and what you need to be aware of. And you're filtering out certain things that don't get to your core. Andrea, you know, with transforming, this is kind of pivoting to you as the transforming the publishing industry. Is this through self-publishing? Do you feel that because more authors want to get their stories out, that in order to transform, it's a quicker route, it can be effective, and using the right marketing?
Well, I believe that there is great value to be a published author. If you are truly looking to position yourself as an authority, if you are creating an authority brand, the media, business partners, investors, they will hold you at a higher level of credibility when you are a published author. Now, that being said, if you can't find a publisher to partner with you, I know many authors don't have those connections or those opportunities to become a published author yet. So if you do go the self-publishing route, make sure you really focus on the audience, capturing the audience, growing an audience of raving fans. And that's where the marketing comes in. And there's a lot of gimmicks out there, and I'm just going to say it. If you're pretending like you're an Amazon bestseller, but you don't have an audience, that immediately lowers your credibility. And if you've been investing 10, 15, 20 years into your brand, if you do any of those gimmicks or scams, you will never be seen as an authority. And so I'm using my platform to help authors, whether you are going the self-publishing route or you are able to attract a publisher, make sure you keep the integrity of your brand. This is why Women's Health and Fitness put me on the cover of their 21st anniversary edition. They said, your brand is so clean. I never did any gimmicks or scams in the weight loss industry. And that's also how I'm applying it to publishing. And so build that audience of raving fans. And people are like, well, how do I do that? Well, you write books that change people's lives. Really, that's it. You don't want to attach yourself to any pretend authority. Just be a true thought leader that is innovating your industry, disrupting the status quo, and the audience will come to you.
Right. I mean, I tell people all the time, if you buy followers, what does that say about your brand? Here you are, the person, the thought leader who has the credibility. Don't do it. There are people out there who want to hear your story because your story, your advice, because it's going to help them. And you're going to connect on an even deeper level. This is all really interesting. So I can't believe I'm about to ask you the question about the parting advice. So maybe you could share just some parting advice with women worldwide.
Yes, I would say in parting that when you are a visionary, when you have a message to share with the world, that you need to protect it at all costs. Be very careful of who you share your vision with, because a lot of people, you know, they're like little baby giraffes and they're just starting to walk and in their vision. And then they share it with somebody who completely annihilates them and says, oh, you could never do that. And so then it's gone. So be very careful of who you let in, who you open your mind to, because what I see are the visionaries are not being supported by our society and by our culture. And I've been through this. You know, you go through, everybody says you're crazy. Everybody says you need security and stability, and then you're a genius. Okay. So this is the journey that you will go through. And if you
have to go against the grain.
Yeah, that's what happens, right? And if you hold on to that vision, then you will have the self-fulfillment of knowing that you are sharing your greatest gifts, and also the world will be receiving your gifts. I believe that visionaries are the future and that we have all the solutions we need within our society right now. And the visionaries have a message and a responsibility. So protect your vision and share it with the world, but be careful of who you share it with on an individual basis.
Well, that's excellent advice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you and all of your books and your work?
Amazing. Well, my publishing company is BeverlyHillsPublishing.com, and my personal brand is AndreaAlbright.com. If you go to AndreaAlbright.com, I have a free gift. It's a $100,000 book launch strategy and implementation guide. So you can print it off and you can make $100,000 or more on your next book launch. And that's at AndreaAlbright.com.
Well, you certainly have wonderful energy, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your journey and excellent advice. So thank you.
Deirdre, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you for your bright light that you are sharing in the world. Thank you for everything you're doing for women worldwide.
Thank you. And thank you to all of you for tuning in today. We appreciate you. Keep the conversations going and the feedback coming. We're listening. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm at Dee Breckenridge on Twitter. You know you can always find me there. And also, if you want to sign up for Women Worldwide updates, you can go to womenworldwideshow.com. Okay, friends, until our next episode, be safe, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.